so walk in him, rooted and built up in him, and established in the faith, just as you were taught, abounding in thanksgiving. So let's thank God with the help of our worship team.
My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly trust in Jesus' name.
Let's sing that again.
My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust his sweetest frame, but wholly trust in Jesus' name. Christ alone, cornerstone, weak made strong in the Savior's love. Through the storm, he is Lord, Lord of all.
Christ alone.
Christ alone, cornerstone, weak made strong in the Savior's love. Through the storm, he is Lord, Lord of all.
When
darkness seems to hide his face, I rest on his unchanging grace. In every high and stormy gale, my anchor holds within the veil. My anchor holds within the veil. Christ alone, cornerstone, weak made strong in the Savior's love. Through the storm, he is Lord, Lord of all.
Christ alone.
Christ alone, cornerstone, weak made strong in the Savior's love. Through the storm, he is Lord, Lord of all.
When he shall come,
when he shall come with a trumpet sound, when I am him, in him be found, dressed in his righteousness alone, with faultless stand before the throne.
Christ alone.
Christ alone, cornerstone, weak made strong in the Savior's love. Through the storm, he is Lord, Lord of all.
Christ alone.
Christ alone, cornerstone, weak in the Savior's love. Through the storm, He is Lord, Lord of all.
Lord Almighty, we are so thankful that You are the Lord Almighty God, and You gave us Jesus Christ, Almighty Lord, and You work within us, and You are our cornerstone, Almighty God. A thousand generations
falling down in worship, sing the song of ages to the Lamb.
And all who've gone before us, and all who will believe, let's sing the song of ages to the Lamb.
Your name is the highest, your name is the greatest, your name stands above them all thrones and dominions, all powers and positions. Your name stands above them all, and the angels sing, holy, all creation cries, holy, we are lifted high, holy, holy forever.
Let's sing that again.
And the angels cry, holy, all creation cries, holy, we are lifted high, holy, holy forever.
And if you've been forgiven, and if you've been redeemed, sing the song forever to the Lamb.
And if you walk in freedom, and if you bear His name, sing the song forever to the Lamb.
We'll sing the song forever, and amen, and the people sing, holy, to the King of Kings. Holy, we will always be. Holy, holy forever.
And the angels cry, holy, all creation cry, holy, You are lifted high, holy, holy forever.
And the people sing.
And the people sing, holy, to the King of Kings. Holy, You will always be. Holy, holy forever. You will always be. Holy, holy
you both. We're going to resort to the back to the old microphone, the one that seems to work, so sorry about that. Right, I'll tell you when to put the slide up, Steve. That's all right, but not just yet. My glamorous assistant is just setting out a few things. But I just wanted to spend a little bit of time this morning in our first section, first of three sections, good old Baptist principles, how to grow. Okay? So if we think about each other, how did we get to be this size? You weren't supposed to laugh at that point. Now you can put the slide up, please, Steve. Look at that. So that's little me in the middle. I had a nickname as a little boy, and that was called Wobble Chops. I'll let you work out why. I've never forgiven my father. Anyway, enough of me. So, how did we get this big, however tall we are? This is where you, especially the children, have to talk to me. We could be here a long time. I've got three sections. How do we grow this big? It is a natural progress of the human body, apart from one thing. Pardon? Did you say God? Oh, sorry. It's like the I'm going to go off script straight away now. It's like the vicar that was talking to a group of children at Sunday school. And he said, I'm going to describe something. And I want you to tell me what it is. He says, it's small, it's brown, it's fur, it's got a long bushy tail, and it jumps from tree to tree and eats nuts. What do you think it is? Yes? A monkey. Good answer, but that's not the right one. What else is small and eats nuts? A squirrel. That's the right answer. Little Johnny puts his hand up. Me, sir. And Johnny's been notorious for giving some strange answers. So the vicar goes, yes, Johnny. What were you like? What is the answer? He says, Jesus. The answer's always Jesus. Fair point. Anyway, I digress. How do we grow? Eat. Who said that? Well done. Thank you, Margaret. A bit too much, yes. He said, breathing in again. What else? How else do we get to be where we are today? Not just eating, is it? So I heard something, but I didn't hear what it was. Drinking, yes. Water is vital, isn't it? Water makes up a large percentage of our body. I'm going to say 75, 85%, but any biologist will tell me if I'm wrong. What else? Breathing, yeah, always a good response to keeping alive, yes. Somebody else said? Nikki? Sleep, another good one, yes. Who's had more than 8 hours sleep last night? Anna? What did you say, Nikki? Nurtured. What do you mean by nurtured? Cared for and living the things you need, yes. And I've got one more on my list, and I'm not very good at it. Exercise. I'm sorry to swear in the middle of a talking church, but okay. What else? I've just thought one more actually. Washing. Yeah, if we don't wash, then. And if we don't do any of all of those things, apart from not growing, what else might happen? Stop living, that's the worst case scenario. But between breathing and not breathing, thank you. We might become unwell, don't we? We perhaps don't grow as properly as we should. Maybe we don't grow to the same height. I mean, we're in a very fortunate position these days, aren't we, that we don't, I'm not saying it doesn't happen, but in this country, we don't have many people suffering from malnutrition. I pause because we know a lot of people are struggling to eat and put food on the table. But things like rickets, do you know what rickets is? No? No? Rickets is where you don't get enough calcium in your bones. Make your legs go out like that because it's not getting some milk, for example. I think that's because they keep letting the balls through to get to the goal, but that's another story. Right, let's move on from that. What about plants? Are plants any different? We see all these beautiful things right now during the springtime. The buds blooming on the trees, the flowers, the bluebells, the daffodils, all these things growing, God's wonderful creation. What makes it happen? Sunshine, yeah, perfect. Rain, water, yeah, we think we had a little bit last night. Have you noticed this morning, as you walk, walk or drive, all the crops in the field have suddenly gone, stood up taller and much greener, just for that bit of rain last night. It's amazing. It's absolutely wonderful. What else? Yes. Chlorophyll. Guess who's the teacher in the room? Right, Tracy, would you like to come forward and explain the process of photosynthesis? Chlorophyll, yes, an important part of growing. What else? Some of the basics. Nutrients, yeah, food. We've talked about food for the body. Plants need food, and they get that from the soil. Thank you, yes. Hey, we got there. So apart from all of those, we've got all the ingredients. What do? To make them grow? Tend them before you tend them? Plant them. So it came from over that side. So this side's doing better. You need to interact a little bit more over this side. No pressure. What happens if they get too big? You prune them. Why do we prune plants? Make them more fruitful. Thank you. Yes. Or you might actually, what the farmers are doing ultimately will, we harvest them. So it depends what we're growing, what we do with them. Did somebody just say kill? Did you just say kill them? You're very welcome. It's all right, don't worry. So if we don't do all of these things, if we don't plant them, if we don't water them, if we don't give them nutrients, and if we don't tend them, apart from killing them by harvesting them, but we'll ignore Nick for that one for the second. We'll forgive you for that one time. What happens to those plants? They will, in fact, die. Yes. So if we want to grow in Jesus, do we have to do the same? Absolutely. We need to have somewhere that's safe and secure to grow, somewhere to be fed, to be watered, and to be looked after. And what does that look like to us? Church and the love of God. Absolutely. But just like the farmer planting his seeds, just like us looking after ourselves, there's something that we need to do before we start that process. How are we going to get ready to do all of this? Have an encounter with the living Lord Jesus. Good answer. Not the one I was looking for. We're back to the squirrel again, aren't we? That comes later. I do not deny that, yes. It's all about preparation, isn't it? It's all about being ready. There's no point in throwing the seeds into the ground to grow if you haven't planted or if you haven't got the ground ready, if you haven't ploughed the field. There's no point in trying to eat food, like an egg, if you haven't taken it out of the shell. Slightly crunchy. We need to do the preparation first. And it's the same as if we're building a cake, cooking a cake, baking a cake. That's the right word, isn't it? Sorry? That's the bit I'm looking for, building a cake. You can tell I don't, but you can take I don't build cakes, don't you? We need to do the preparation first. So, on your tables, you may have spotted a few things. These are the building blocks that we're going to be looking at this morning. So first and foremost, each and every one of you should have a little cup. You should also have some cotton wool, some little packets which if you rattle them, there's a clue, and also a jug of water, yes. Guess what we're going to be doing? Planting, yes, right. So we talked about starting off, didn't we? We started about getting it ready to do it. So what do you think comes first? Everybody's into the seeds already. There's going to be seeds flying here and seeds flying. Hold on, hold on. The younger ones may want an adult to help them. But we've got the cup. Can I just borrow this cup now? Let's start with the cup. It took us a long time to find one that didn't say ice cream on it. What do you think this represents if we're talking about God's firm foundation? In fact, I've just given it away, really. This is the starting point, isn't it? If we don't have this to put the soil in, to put the seeds in, and then for the water to be held in, when you finish it, when we put water in it, it'll just go all over the table, won't it? So this is like God holding us in his hand. Yeah? What about the cotton wool? What are we going to use that for? We're going to use that like the soil. So if you want to take the cotton wool and put it into, not too tightly, but tear it up and put it into the cup. And what do you think that represents? That's what we've already talked about. Yeah, in soul, but in God's terms, in our lives, what does that look like? Food-ish, yes. Good ground, yes. It's what I said earlier about what is church. It's a safe place. It's a safe place to be protected and to grow. The soil, or in our case, this cotton wool, is going to protect the seeds. Just like when you bury the seeds in the soil so the birds don't get them, protecting them, and when they'll grow. Yeah? And what do you think, again, if we're talking about the godly side of things, what do you think the seeds represent? Us, yes. It's us. So we are looking like, we are talking about us being planted in God's love. That's interesting. That's just killed one theory, but anyway, we'll come back to that one. So the seeds are us. We're going to plant us in us. Don't take the mic out of my Yorkshire accent. Now then, we're going to plant us in the soil. Us in the soil. You may have that. Yes. Thank you. Do you want these, Kerry, as well? Thank you. Do you want these, Kerry? Thank you. So what I'd like you to do, put your cotton wool in, which I think most people have done by now, carefully open the seeds so they don't go all over the floor, and sprinkle them on top of the cotton wool so you're planting them. And then Priscilla's already ahead of us, using the jug of water, you're going to water them. How are we doing? Now, just so that you know, these are mustard seeds. And they should start to grow. If you look after them, they should start to grow in about 1 or 2 or 3 days. Or they'll start to have the shoots coming through, germinating. Have we all done that? Yay! Hi, come in. Vicky, do you want to just... So just to recap then, it might not seem like it, but the cup is very important. It's a very important part of growing these seeds. Without it, the cotton wool will blow around, the seeds may fall off, and the water would run all over the table. Can you kill, or have you already killed Vicky's microphone? Yeah. Okay. Thank you. I think Vicky's just... Is there any spares anywhere? We'll get one in a second. All right. Are we winning? So while these guys are just catching up, let's just just wrap this section up. So this, can I just borrow yours for a second? Thank you so much. Expertly done. I thought you might have got the seed so it spelt your name or something. That'd have been cool, wouldn't it? Yeah. So all of this has to be kept together, doesn't it? There's no point in doing all of this work and then just empty. I nearly emptied it out. There's no point in then emptying it out because then the seeds wouldn't grow, would they? So it has to be done well, which that has. Thank you so much for letting me borrow that. And we have to do the right things to make those seeds grow. So is this the end of the story for these things that you've done this morning? No. So what are you going to do about it tomorrow? Keep watering them, and the next day? Keep watering them, and the next day? And you're going to talk nicely to them. Have you heard that story? I did it here as a talk once, where we had two packets of rice, and I actually gave them to Nathan and Lillian Rolf. And every day, Lillian would say to this rice, "Oh, you're beautiful, you're really nice, I think you're smashing." And then Nathan said to them, "You're horrible, I hate you." And the ones that were the second one, that was not nice to, went mouldy quicker. Literally. I saw it on YouTube, I thought, that's got to be a joke, is that? But it wasn't. It was, try it at home, homework. For about a week. But just don't let the neighbours see, because they think you might have gone a little bit... Anyway. I nearly said something which could have been heretic. Anyway. So, doing all of this is the same for us, isn't it? We start... Or we need to get the right things to help us to grow from the bottom up. Like the foundations of a house, we need God. Okay. Mark, you're going to lead us in our next song, please. You are. I'll rephrase that. You are. Vicky is going
so
to
we got,
do the
action. We got a children's song for a change. All right, so our God is so big. All right. That's big, so strong and so mighty, isn't it?
Yes.
Yes. Right. Stand up, practice your arms. Come on. Right. My God is so big, so strong and so mighty. There's nothing that he cannot do. Right. Are you ready?
My God is so big, so strong and so mighty. There's nothing that he cannot do. My strong is so big, so strong and so mighty, there's nothing that he cannot do. The mountains are his, the rivers are his, the hands of the handiwork too. My God is so big, so strong and so mighty, there's nothing that he cannot do.
The next one is great.
My God is so great, so strong and so mighty, there's nothing that he cannot do. My God is so great, so strong and so mighty, there's nothing that he cannot do. The mountains are his, the rivers are his, the stars are his handiwork too. My God is so great, so strong and so mighty, there's nothing that he cannot do.
You. For you. Do you want to do it again, all the way from the top? Start from the top, right.
My God.
Quicker, right. Right, ready. Right.
My God is so great, so strong and so mighty, there's nothing that he cannot do. My God is so big, so strong and so mighty, there's nothing that he cannot do. The mountains are his, the rivers are his, the stars are his handiwork too. My God is so big, so strong and so mighty, there's nothing that he cannot do.
Hey!
Yes. I have to admit, one little one was looking at the pot as if to say, it hasn't grown yet. It will take time. It will take time. But with a little bit of water every day, just like us, a little bit of water, a little bit of food, they'll get bigger and they'll grow. Yeah? So, God is our firm foundation. So let's test the theory. Would anyone like to help? Just a little bit? Anyone like to help? Anisha, would you like to come and help? Antonio? Oh, we've got a volunteer there as well. Do you want to come and help as well, Anisha? You don't have to if you don't want. You do, Alex. Come on. Come on then, Pickle. Hi, Eliana. Right, Ian, over to you. Organise your little helpers. Why am I not working?
You're the problem.
I can hear me.
Who's taking the battery?
Sorry, Bodget and Badget Services. Thank you for volunteering. That's cool. I like your frock. Very pretty. I haven't forgotten, Alex. I can only speak to one child at a time, my dear. I'm very glad you're volunteering as well, darling. George, come in. Sorry, my darling, I didn't see you there. I was too busy looking at my other volunteers.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. I didn't know I was going to be Madonna for the morning.
What's it say? Never work with animals and children and your wife.
Does it work? Does it work?
That's the noise we're trying to stop.
That sound loud. I don't. Say something.
Hello.
Say something. Can you say hello? No. Where's George? He's there. Are you going to help George? You going to help Uncle Ian? Yeah? Right. So, we have sand. We have stone. We have water. We have bricks. And with the right process, we're going to look at foundations. Okay, Pickle? Yeah? Right. So, if you want to come and help, do you want to come and help me build a building, Alex? Do you want to help Uncle Ian, Eliana? So, we've got to build. Can you build a tower just on this bit for me? Yeah, let's do it here. Oop, you're helping there. Going to build a tower on the top, see how big we can make it. Just need a bucket and spade. Can you make it tall? Yeah? That is really good building. Talk amongst yourselves.
Right. Have you explained what they're doing?
No, you were doing that.
Oh, right, I'm doing that. Thank you.
I'm building.
Vicky's now playing with Duplo. We've lost her for the rest of the day. So, what the children here are doing...
Can you make it really tall?
They're making two strong towers. We've just been singing about that. And then what we've done here, we've made a foundations, one of stone and one of sand. So guess what we're going to show? Are we nearly ready?
Right. A few more bricks and then I think we're ready, aren't we?
These guys are enjoying this.
Right. Put two more on and then we'll go and, shall we go and test it? Yeah?
So when they finish building the tower, they're going to stand them.
Do you want to bring it over, George?
Over onto these two bits of foundation. Mm-hmm.
Can you bring it over here?
Right. Plant it firmly on so it stands tall.
Right, do you want to put yours on this one or that one? You choose. Which one?
You may want to stand up at the back if you want to see it.
Hang on, just a minute. Stay. OK. people can't see. Sorry, guys. Right. Okay, Alex, we're going to put the houses on now, okay? So, should we put yours on there, sweetie, or do you want it on there? Mm-hmm. On this one. Right, excuse me, guys. Alex, we're going to put them on now, so if you stand back so people can see. Thank you, Eliana. Right, yeah.
Now, I have you to leave say that there. To the Don't adults, touch. We've not tested this.
Right, if you sit back, George, we're going to put the other house on and then we'll see what happens. Yeah? Right.
Right.
Okay, should we sit back and see what happens?
Right, so we've got two houses, or towers.
Ouchie.
That are built on foundations. And along comes the rain. No? Oh, sorry. You not talked about growing? No? Oh, okay. All right.
George.
Which one shall I water first? Which one shall we rain on first?
Which shall we rain on?
This one. Right, okay then. So here we go.
Ooh, nice and strong.
That's not moving anywhere, is it?
Shall we see, Alex, what's going to happen with the... I think
sorry
it's me.
This.
It's me, isn't it?
He needs to going to kill that one as well. Thank you. Right. Shall we try this one? Dear Father, I pray that this works. Yay! Hey. Right. Well done. Give yourselves a round of applause. Well done for that great building. So what does that tell us about foundations? What does that tell us about the foundations? What do we need for foundations?
Water.
Well, the water helps us to make it fall over, doesn't it? Which is the best one?
The rock.
The rocks. And the rock is?
Flat.
Is?
Flat.
Flat and?
Strong.
Strong. Excellent. That's right. Well done. Well done. Thank you very much for that. I'll let Vicky clear up afterwards. Anyway, we're going to sing another song now. Thanks, guys.
Right. As we can see from our fine demonstration, we're going to sing A Wise Man Who Built His House Upon the Rock. Is that right?
The wise man built his house upon the rock. The wise man built his house upon the rock. The wise man built his house upon the rock. And the rain came tumbling down. The rain came down and the floods came up. The rain came down and the floods came up. The rain came down and the floods came up. And the house on the floor stood still.
The foolish man.
The foolish man built his house upon the rock. Reared his fountains, his house upon the sand. The foolish man built his house upon the sand. And the rain came tumbling down. The rain came up and the rain came up. The rain came down and the floods came up. The rain came down and the floods came up. And the fountains on the sand fell fast.
So build your life on the Lord Jesus Christ.
So build your life on the Lord Jesus Christ. So build your life on the Lord Jesus Christ. And the blessings will come down. The blessings down and the prayers came up. The blessings came down and the prayers go up. The blessings come down and the prayers come up. And the Lord God life on the Lord.
Well done, George.
Yeah, brilliant drumming. Well done. Right. We could be having an early tea this morning. This is great. So, what is in our toolkit that God has given us? This is part three. What has God given us as a toolkit to grow our faith? Because he wants to grow our faith. He wants us to build our faith, doesn't he? So what can we do to do that? Read our Bibles, thank you. What else? Pray, absolutely. What else? Come together, fellowship, yes. Fellowship and friendship, isn't it? Yeah, there's no point in just coming together and saying, I'm not going to talk to you. Might as well just stand in a queue at Tesco's and not talk to the person in front or behind you. Have you found that? When you go to a super, if you're in a queue or something like that, you're like, very British, isn't it? Apart from what? Unless you're called Kerry, of course, yeah. Yeah, we don't talk to each other, do we? You go to London on the Underground. Nobody talks to each other. Absolutely nobody talks to each other. But just to say, hello, how are you? Smile. Makes a big difference, doesn't it? Yes?
God just reminded me of, very quickly, talking about why we should talk to people. A few years back, I went shopping, and I got there early. And there was a little lady, and she was sat there all by herself. The shops hadn't quite opened. And I said, do you mind if I sit with you? And we got chatting. And we chatted about all sorts. We chatted about all sorts. And basically, we had the loveliest chat. We had a little bit of chat about God, but just life in general. And as I left, I said, oh, I hope I haven't stopped you getting anywhere. She said, sweetheart, she said, not at all. She said, you're the first adult I've spoken to this week. And this was Thursday. So never underestimate, because it isn't just about witness. It's about addressing a need in somebody, whether it's loneliness, sadness, whatever it may be.
Yes, Anglin. You need to go and use the microphone so people on Zoom can hear you. And you've got 44 and a half seconds.
One of the places that Adrian and I meet sometimes, not very often this one, is the barbers. That was two. As we're thinking at right this very moment about talking to people, my hair, as you all know, she was a hairdresser. Anyway, I just happened getting up off of that bed to do my hair. Anyway, transpires that I've been now going to Annalise down at Alfie's. She is a barber. She's not a hairdresser. And I used to make an appointment. And then I was desperate a little while back for a haircut. And I went down on a Tuesday morning, and I was just approaching there, and I thought, you idiot, it's half term. So all the mums are in there with their kids. And then God said, and I was sat there waiting, just talking to people. And when I left there that morning, God said to me, don't make any more appointments. Go on a walk in days, because you never know who's going to be there to talk to. Not just for my good, but for their good too.
Well done, well done. And I think it's only two or three weeks ago when we actually said, you know, that conversation and that conversation, you don't know how much it means to that person. You don't know what they're going through that day. You don't know what's happened to them that morning. God does. But just by having that smile, that conversation, doesn't have to be in depth about the meaning of life. It's just, hey, what a beautiful day, isn't it? That's all it takes for each and every one of us. So yeah, prayer, worship, fellowship and friendship, witness and testimony. Because the other side to that coin, of course, is if we tell people what God is doing in our lives, they're going to turn around and say, ooh, I'd like some of that. Why can't I take some of that? And the answer is, you can. And reading the Bible. Okay, over to you, Vicky. What does the Bible say about building firm foundations?
On your tables, the main six tables, there are six envelopes and there are six readings.
So if you'd like to choose somebody to read your reading, and we'll do them in number order, so they've got a number on 1 to 6, if that's okay. So are you going to read it, my darling?
Yeah.
Thank you. And this is God's word. This is just affirmation of what we've been trying to address to you guys. Okay, so if you could just read what the reading is and then read it.
Many are the plans in a man's heart, but it is the Lord's purpose that prevails. Proverbs 19:21.
Sorry. Oh. Number two, are you going to read it, my lovely?
We fix our eyes not on what is seen, but on what is unseen.
Who's got number three? Eliana, thank you, sausage.
Set your minds on things above, not on earthly things. Colossians chapter 3, verse 2.
He is our God, and we are the people of his pasture. Psalm 95, verse 7.
Be still and know that I am God. Psalm 46:10.
Thank you.
Deuteronomy 6, verse 5 says, love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, and strength.
As Vicky was just going around, then I think, again, I may have said this before, but I will say it again when she said, thank you, sausage. Vicky and I were out shopping one day once, because she's, as you know, she says things like that. And I was stood just minding my own business, and she'd gone off somewhere. And this woman walked past me, and she had a little child with her. And she said, Mummy. And she said, yes, darling. She said, that lady called me a sausage. I said, ah, she's over there then. Anyway. Whether we're talking about our personal faith or whether we're talking about God building our fellowship, our church, he is our firm foundation. God wants each and every one of us to grow. He doesn't want us to stay as we are, but he doesn't ask us to do it alone. He can be trusted to be our rock and safety in all situations if we trust him. He has also given us an amazing toolkit for use each and every single day. Let's use it. Because he is our master builder. He will guide us and build us up. He has got all the plans. Hallelujah. Mark and Lorna, over to you for our last song.
Is a contemporary Christian worship song focusing on building one's life on the firm foundation of God's love and Jesus' worthiness, particularly during times of uncertainty. It acts as devotional prayer and a reminder to base your life choices on faith rather than on shaky foundations. In other words, we must build our lives on him. And Jesus is saying that to build our lives on him is to build our lives on the rock, because Jesus Christ, God's Son, is the rock. He is the foundation underneath and supporting God's house, the church. Let's all stand and sing, Build My Life.
worthy of every song we could ever sing. Worthy of all the praise we could ever bring. Worthy of every breath we could ever breathe. We live for you,
Jesus.
Jesus, the name above every other name. Jesus, the only one we could ever say. Worthy of every breath we could ever breathe. We live for you. We live for you. Holy, there is no one like you. There is none beside you. Open up my eyes in wonder and show me who you are and fill me with your heart and lead me in the love to those around me.
I will build my life.
I will build my life upon your love. It is a firm foundation. I will put my trust in you alone. And I will not be shaken. I will build my life upon your love. It is a firm foundation. I will put my trust in you alone. And I will not be shaken. Holy, there is no one like you. There is none beside you. Open up my eyes in wonder and show me who you are and fill me with my heart and lead me in the love to those around me. I will build my life upon your love. It is a firm foundation. I will put my trust in you alone. And I will not be shaken. I will build my life upon your love. It is a firm foundation. I will put my trust in you alone, and I will not be shaken. Holy, there is no one like you. There is none beside you. Open up my eyes in wonder and show me who you are and fill me with your heart and lead me in your love to those around me.
Please take a seat. Right, who of the children would just like to come forward and help me with a prayer at the end? Yeah, come on then, Eliana. See, the children are the church of today. I once made the mistake of saying they were the children of tomorrow, and I was so, so wrong. Because these lovely people... Yes, you're lovely. And you're lovely, George. So are you. These lovely people inspire us, don't they? Yeah? So are you going to tell us what you've learnt about this morning and then just say a little prayer to say thank you for everything we've learnt? Do you want to do that for us?
I've learned that you always have to depend on Jesus whenever you have face-to-face with difficult challenges in your life.
Fantastic. What about you? What have you learned this morning? Anybody else?
Thank you for another day, and we thank you for all the things we have doing, and we have listening in every way. Amen. Amen.
George, are you going to come and do a prayer for us, my darling? Yeah. Would you like to say a prayer?
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. The blessings come to heaven for the heaven. Amen.
To do one as well.
We thank you, God, for another day. We thank you for all the things we have today. We thank you for everything we need. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Do you want to say one now? No. Okay, that's fine. That's fine. No, it doesn't.
Sorry, can I just quickly say, Alex would like to say thank you to God for his mummy and daddy. Well done.
And we want to say thank you because a few weeks ago, Alex was in the hospital with appendicitis. Yeah. And he was, the doctors found it difficult to diagnose the correct thing. But in the end, they did. And he had an operation on your tum-tum, didn't you? And we prayed, and he is now better. And his mummy and daddy, George and Marcia and Antonia and Anisha, we give thanks for you, Alex, don't we? And Brian. Yeah. Say amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, guys. Well done. Well done. We're going to do things slightly different this morning. We're going to have teas and coffees in here because we're on coffee style. So let's have that fellowship. Let's have that conversation. And if people need prayer, then just ask for it from your neighbours. Just say, I need prayer about X, Y, and Z. Because this is a safe place. This is where God grows us. Amen. Thank you. Bless you. The guys, while we bring the teas and coffees in, just to get used to it, because we'll sing it in a Sunday.
Christ is our firm foundation, mortal lad. Could I put my faith in Jesus?